Well, Merry Christmas to you all. It's great to have you here at Catalyst this morning. And again, props to the youth, the magnetic youth, the kids, for an awesome job. I'm always so impressed by their creativity, their energy, and actually their hard work. They work really hard. The filming, the editing of this is just phenomenal. So thanks to them. But you know, in the presentation, that raises a question that I think comes up every year, an important question, a very relevant question for all of us. And that question is, what's the meaning of Christmas? What is Christmas really all about? And as they pointed out, really, Christmas is about Jesus. You know, every year we find ourselves wrapped up, caught up in Christmas shopping, giving gifts, decorating, right, going to parties, food, family, vacation, all those things, right, all those things. And all those things are good. All those things are important. But Christmas is about one thing, really. Christmas is all about one thing and one person. It's about Jesus. It's about God sending his son Jesus to be born as a baby. In fact, the word Christmas actually was coined in 1038, way back then, and it meant Christ's Mass. You know, from the Catholic Mass, it's Christ's Mass. It was a celebration of Jesus, Christmas. And, you know, Jesus is identified in many, many popular thoughts or ideas. He's seen as a son of God. He's seen as a savior. He's seen as a moral teacher. He's seen as a miracle worker. But you know, I don't think we even come close to really understanding and comprehending who Jesus is and the incredibly mind-blowing truth that Jesus came to earth as a baby. As a baby. Here are some ways that the Bible describes who Jesus really is. We're going to look at a few verses. First John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. John was one of the closest followers of Jesus. He was one of his 12 disciples, and he wrote the book of John. And he writes this at the very beginning of his book. He writes, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." Later on in verse 14, we see very clearly, unequivocally, that John identifies the Word as being Jesus. And so John is saying, in the beginning, before time existed, before anything ever existed, Jesus was there. And Jesus was with God, so he's a separate person from God the Father. Jesus was with God, and Jesus himself was God. He was God. Verse 2, he existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him. Everything that you see, everything that exists, everything that has been, is, and ever will be, came to existence through Jesus. And nothing was created except through him. The Word, Jesus, gave life to everything that was created. All the trees, all the plants, all the animals, you. It says Jesus is responsible for the very life that you live, that you have. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness can never extinguish it. Awesome words identifying who Jesus really is. Let's take a look at this other verse, other passage, Colossians 1, 15 through 22. It says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. So if you look at Jesus, you see God himself. In every way that Jesus acted, everything that Jesus said, every way that Jesus behaved and treated people is an exact reflection of who God the Father is. It says he's the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created. He is supreme, supreme, the highest over all creation. For through him, God created everything, same as like John talks about, in the heavenly realm and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things that we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. You know, there's just incredible spiritual beings that exist out there in the heavenly realm, thrones, rulers, authorities. Jesus created them all. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else. He holds all creation together. Jesus is like the spiritual super glue. He is the thing, the person that holds all of creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God and all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. The fullness of God is in Jesus himself. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Now we'll listen to this, verse 21. This includes you. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Every single one of us, every single person who has ever lived was separated from God. An enemy of God because of our sin, our wrongs, our evil thoughts, our evil deeds. Yet, now he has reconciled you to himself, brought peace between us and God through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence. There's only one way you could come and into presence of God. There is only one way you could have relationship with God. That's through Jesus Christ. And you are holy. Look at what God has done for us through Jesus. You are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. These verses give us an understanding of who Jesus really is. And then, famous verse, John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world, loved you. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, will not die the eternal death, will not be eternally forever separated from God and all his good works and all his good things, but have eternal life. So God, through Jesus, paid the price. And Jesus willingly came to save you, to free you, to redeem you. And the price was the life of his very own son. You know, I think we don't really fully understand the price that God paid for us. You know, this past week I thought of a game, and I thought of this game called What People Paid. Okay, so we're gonna play this game right now. We're gonna play this game. So, what people paid? Okay, first question. What was the most expensive rice? Okay, so this is from 2022. But the most expensive rice? This is the most expensive rice. Okay, it was created by Toyo Rice Corporation. It includes 6 varieties of rice, and it costs about $50 a pound for rice. Must be good rice. $50 a pound. Okay, next one. What is the most expensive coffee pods? I know some of you are coffee connoisseurs. What are the most expensive coffee pods? What do you think it costs? I know, Mark, you like Nespresso. You like Nespresso. That's not the most expensive. All right. Okay, this is the most expensive coffee pods, 2022. It's Singapore-based Medano coffee. It's $273 for a box of 5 pods. Right? Okay, next one. What do you think is the most expensive parking space? What do you think? Tell your neighbor, what do you think? How much for 1 year? What did someone pay for us parking, one parking space for 1 year? Okay, this is it. It's in Hong Kong. This parking space right here, $1.3 million for this space for 1 year. Okay, how about the most expensive custom cell phone? How much? Most expensive custom cell phone. Okay, it's right here. $48.5 million. It's actually 24 karat gold. That's an actual pink, I think it's, I don't know, sapphire or diamond or something on it. Okay, it's an iPhone, $48 million. Okay, what's the most expensive private residence in the world? Okay, right here. It's in India. 27 story. It's $2 billion. Okay, finally, what is the most expensive man-made thing ever made? Any guess? Right here. The International Space Station. $150 billion. Now I have one more question about what people paid. What was paid for your salvation? Right here. Father God paid for your salvation so that you could be saved, so that you can have eternal life with him in paradise. It cost him his son, born on Christmas Day, died on the cross on Easter, and rose after 3 days. What's the price? infinite. What the Father was willing to pay for you was the Word, who was with God in the beginning, who is God, who created all things, who is supreme. That's how valuable, that's how much you are worth to God. He was willing to pay with his life of his own son. That's what you mean to God. And to top it off, when Jesus, again, the Word, God Almighty, when Jesus came to earth, he didn't come with a big fanfare. He didn't come with a huge announcement. He didn't come with a huge entourage with thousands of paparazzi paving the way for him. He didn't come with great pomp and circumstance or make a huge global scene. No, he came as a baby. God came as a baby. A small, frail, vulnerable, needy, dependent baby. This Jesus who we just read about came as a baby. You know, babies are cute and all, but basically, to me, there's four things that babies do. They sleep, they eat, they poop, and they cry. That's it. The Son of God, the Creator, the Supreme, the Savior, slept, ate, pooped, and cried in the care of a poor teenage girl. What does that mean? What does it mean? What does that say about Jesus that he would be willing to come as a baby? What does that reveal about God? Well, what it means and what it reveals is, as awesome and powerful and holy and great as God is, it means that Jesus and God is approachable. He's relatable. He's humble, and he meets us on our terms. He came small, vulnerable, helpless, and in need to help those who are helpless and vulnerable and in need. Who is that? All of us. Every single one of us. The truth is, we all need God. We need Jesus. We need a Savior. Some of you, some people might think, I don't need God. Are you sure about that? There's a saying, there's no atheists in foxholes. Just wait as you grow older. Your health starts to fade. Your loved ones start dying. cancer hits, kids go off the rails, family and marriage is in crisis, you are on your deathbed. In my 35 years plus as a pastor, you know what I've seen as the biggest thing that keeps people from God? Pride. Pride is the number one thing that keeps people from God. Pride keeps people out of heaven. Pride keeps God at a distance. Pride prevents people from being saved by Jesus. Too proud to admit that I have a need. Too proud to receive help. Too proud to receive Jesus' gift of life and love. You know what the Bible says? God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You know how dishonoring and disrespectful and unloving it is for the clay to say to the potter, the food to say to the chef, the child to say to the parent, the creation to say to the creator, I don't need you. I don't want you. I can do it on my own. Jesus says, no, you can't. Jesus says, you need me. I come and came humbly to show you my heart. Lay down your pride. Lay down your pride and come to me. I'm going to have the worship team come. And as I was working on this message, I felt like the Lord brought to me a song. And they're going to lead us in it. And the song is called So Will I. The first verse, we're going to just sing two verses. The first verse talks about God of creation there at the start, before the beginning of time. That's Jesus. He was there before creation. He created you. And then it talks about how all of creation worships and honors God. And then in the third verse, it talks about God of salvation. You chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride on a hill you created, the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. That's Jesus dying for you. And then it goes on, and as you speak, 100 billion failures, sins, wrongs disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you do. Every part designed in a work of art called love. If you gladly choose surrender, so will I. As we sing this song, pray that you open your heart to the Lord on this Christmas season. You let the love of God, the truth of God, the truth of Jesus, and our need for him come in. And you just let Jesus, who is alive now, speak to you and minister to you. Let's hear this song.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.